13 Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes, the directors for night, and I'm in company of Feja Stukan, actor in the film A Perfect Day by Fernando León de Aranoa. So was it Fernando that found you or the other way around?
He made the audition for the movie in all ex-Yugoslavian countries. So I think when I read the script that I knew that this is my role, so I was very prepared for it when I auditioned, so I know that I will get it.
I was working with Fernando because I was thinking that since the film is perfectly balanced between, you know, humor, but still you have to be serious, and how did you work with him? Did he let you add something to your character that maybe wasn't there before on the script, in the script, I mean?
He's a strange kind of director, I have to say this. We never actually worked with a director. Not me, not Benicio, not Tim Robbins, no, nor the Olga and Melanie. We've been talking about it on the set. And I asked Tim Robbins and Benicio, did you maybe, because you are great stars, ask for this kind of work, like we are working one scene for 8 days? And they said no, we didn't ask for it, and we didn't never work with director like this. And he's a strange, because you know, his the name of the his production is Reposado, that means like something. Yeah. And he's like Gandhi, you know, like Gandhi. He's totally, you know, he's got his peace, you cannot move him out of it, whatever you do. And we sometimes did like 60 takes of some scene that it's not so complicated. And in the beginning we were, you know, asking ourselves, what kind of work is this? But then I tried to speak with him about it, and he said, don't worry, man, I have this way of work. If I don't have 3 months, I don't want to start even start shooting a movie. I need 3 months for the movie. I need 60 takes to have a, this is what I, you know, visualized. Until I don't get that, we will continue to work that. And so we did really few scenes. We've been working for 7-8 days, and I'm glad we did it so many times. And when he's pleased with what we've done, then we move on. Until then, we are going over and over again.
There's a scene that I particularly liked, because we see also the weaknesses of your character. I mean, when he is always translating and he's always, you know, getting involved but not so much, like, and there's a moment in which he doesn't want to translate anymore, so that he tells Benicio del Toro's character that it's because these people know his family, so they found his weak point. I mean,
yeah, we did it right at first 3 times, so he was pleased with this and we moved on. Otherwise, we would do it for 10 days if we needed. And I used my emotional memory, because I was in a war. I know, I saw a lot of things in a war, and I was 2 years in a special unit, and then I was 1 year in a mental health hospital, and then I escaped to Germany last 5 months of war, and so I know. Actually, what am I doing when whatever I do on a movie, on each movie, is that I, you know, somehow pull out from my emotional memory something that I pass, something that it's in my imperia, and I use this. So I use that in a war. You know, whatever is happening around me, I don't show my emotion, because the emotion that I should show is crying out loud, which is stupid. It doesn't change anything. And I tried to make Damir like I was in a difficult situation, that there is not showing emotion, because it's easier to accept all this and to be concentrated on this point of time now, not look in the past or forward. So just live that moment, because you don't know how much it will take, you know. You can be dead anytime. So it doesn't mean that I don't have emotions. I just don't want to show them, you know. It's easier like that.
It's dangerous to show emotions.
Yeah. It's dangerous because you cannot stop them if you start to express them. Because it's very ugly things are in war, you know. So you're trying to block your thoughts and think about something else.
Do you think that Fernando understood the war in Bosnia, or, and can you compare his way of treating this topic with Angelina Jolie's, since you worked with her in her film In the Land of Blonde Honey?
It's a different kind of point of views. Angelina's film and this one is totally different movies. For me, I think I never actually thought about this point of view of humanitarian workers. Never. I mean, we didn't thought good things about them in a war. They have a passport; they can go whenever they want. We thought that they are coming here to earn a big money, and they will run away with no compassion, no remorse, no nothing. Just go and forget about everything. That's what we thought. And then the breaking point in this opinion was when I met Paula Farias, that wrote the book, this book, and when she started telling the stories from Iraq, Syria, and all different kind of war zones, and I start to admire so much those people, because they gave up on families. They don't have kids, they don't have anything. They just go and help. That's their mission, and they're happy with it. And they say, look this. They're so, you know, they say for their job, there is no, whatever I think about all other jobs, there is no better job than this. And, you know, it's very hard to comprehend that. But the award for helping, for saving somebody's life is biggest in the world. You cannot do anything better than that. So it's very rewarding. But this is from another point of view. I don't know. This is an anti-war film, for example. An Angelina film is a war film. Something like that. I don't know. It's two different kinds of ways of... But of course, there's always that Hollywood way of thinking. And the way that she presented the... that horrible event in Bosnia actually was on I would say the crimes in the war were much bigger, much worse than she represented them. I think that it's maybe something like she wanted in some way to stay politically correct, not to offend anyone, but actually there was much worse things happened in this war than these. And from this perspective, this movie is from the point of view that I wasn't so familiar with. So it was, you know, it was interesting to work. It was interesting to work on the characters on this, because in Angelina's movie the characters are more, you know, types. You know, if you're angry, you have to, you know, do this and more American movie.
Anything okay? Bad, but I can. I mean, okay. But this one, I was delighted last night.
Yeah, and sort of agree with him, because, you know, plus it shows you their everyday life. Yes. How much can it take you to simply for a rogue?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I said, Fernando, I mean, man, they cannot find the rope. Ah, bullshit. And then I stop and think. And I'll go ahead now in a con in France. Go ahead and find me rope, please. 15 meters of rope. Go in the store and find me this. You will have a problem in a France in con today. And not in a war. So it was, you know. Yeah, I loved really. I adored this script. It was so clever, so clever. It doesn't tells you so much things about the war, but you see them in the underlines. I don't know. This is best script, anti-war script that I ever read.
Thank you, Fedja Sukan, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival de Cannes, the Kenzen, the Realizer, Directors for Night, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.